Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Had to remember what day it was. It's hump day. For most of you working, you're already halfway through. I got 2 hours to be with you, and I will be halfway through. Can't wait. Guest today, 420, Tim Murray from Visa Network. Going to talk about the draft, Aaron Rodgers, what futures look like with Aaron Rodgers. 5 o'clock, David Eicholt. We'll talk a little. C.J. Frederick finally signed today with Kentucky, so we'll see what we can talk about there. And John Schaefer coming in at 5:20 today. Talk a little bit about the kind of the back and forth today between Kim Reynolds and Drake Bulldogs athletic director Brian Harden on, you know, we should be letting more people in there. It's not here's a really good thing. It's not her call. It's Brian's call. So be interesting to see what John has to say. And just an overall view of what he thought of the draft. And that'll be interesting to see. It was kind of a slow night. It's still Aaron Rodgers driven in this market. So we'll see what we're going to do. I have to say this before I get into sponsors. I actually went 7-3 last night. That's the best I've done since I started. So and once again, I would have been 9-1. It's those halves still killing me, man. These low scoring games in Major League Baseball when everybody's worried about offense and home runs, man. It hurts sometimes. After the show tonight, Twins and Rangers, just like last night. I switched them over already. Sponsor-wise, BetMGM is a huge sponsor of this program, has been since I came back. If you want to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the app. It's really easy to do. Deposit money, not hard to do on that part either. The only thing easier is to go in and enjoy, you have some parlay features in there that you can combine two or three things to get better odds. You have, boosted odds specials that come in your, email or text to you so you can use for your next bet. And that makes it even easier and more fun. Please remember, gamble responsibly. I want to thank BetMGM, and I used the app and was plus $59.50 last night, so can't beat that. I enjoy that. Another one is Northwest Bank. I'm really excited about them. They have 2 locations in Ankeny and 1 in West Des Moines. That's a great bank with great people. I mean, that's the easiest thing for me to say. A great bank with great products with great people. That's... When you're looking for a bank and you want it to be nice and easy and have everybody take care of your needs, that's what Northwest Bank does, and I'm proud that they are a sponsor. It is Small Business Week there, but it's also tonight. It's Cinco de Mayo, so have a cerveza. There you go. That's a fun night, and looking forward to seeing what we're going to... I actually had just got off the phone with my wife before I came on. I think we're having leftover pizza, so not a Cinco de Mayo night, because we are still pup-sitting, so don't think we're going to leave her at home while we go do something fun. I'd rather do something fun there. But remember small businesses, Northwest Bank surely does. And once again, walk in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account, and just find out what a great bank that it is. Member FDIC. Last but not least is Built Bar. It's Mother's Day weekend coming up. It's a big deal. And I guarantee you, for all those moms out there, if you go to builtbar.com right now, use CHAMP10, you get 10% off your order. 9 delicious flavors. Add ones that have nuts in it, gets it up a little bit more. I'm telling you guys, they have some amazing tasting protein bars, taste just like candy bars. They have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 net carbs. So it does the things that you need it to do, plus gives you energy. It is a high five for your mouth, and it is definitely delicious and nutritious. Please check out Built Bar, builtbar.com, CHAMP10, get you 10% off your first order. do that right away. I want to thank them. I cut a couple of new commercials that you'll start hearing tomorrow. I am a huge fan of the company, if you can't tell. I'm a huge fan. I love all three of the sponsors, use all three of the sponsors. So there you go. All right. So some of the things that went on last night. The first thing, this is always exciting for me. I'm a huge Charles Barkley fan. I would watch Charles Barkley commentate on people eating. I mean, well, you're never going to do that because he'd want to eat with them. But his love of life is golf. And if you've seen him before today, he was horrible at golf. And somehow by going and taking lessons and having some mental notes and helping him think through, I watched Charles Barkley today swing a golf club and he didn't stop. He didn't hinge. He hit a golf ball and hit it straight down the middle of the course. I think that's awesome because that is the one thing that he loves to do. And it wasn't very fun for him. And so I felt bad for him. Once again, I wanted to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, and I think I'm going to save it until we talk to Tim Murray. Because here's the thing, and I'm going to throw this out here right now too, because I'm interested to see. You can check us. You can. I'm going to say something here, and then if you like it, don't like it, get on Twitter. It's at Steen on Sports in Twitter or 1700 the Champ, either one. The website 1700thechamp.com. Facebook is at 1700 the Champ. So I was sitting today and listening to all these different shows, and if you went around it right now, you would be going, you know, it's like this station does this station does that, they're this person, and they're on exact opposites all the way through. And here's the question: do high-end athletes, and I think that's the qualification, you have to be a high-end athlete on a team. Could be Messi. It could be for soccer. It could be Tiger Woods. I mean, he's not on the team, but you have the one here today. They were talking about a couple. White Sox players aren't happy with Tony La Russa. I could have seen the Chicago White Sox hire him as a, you know, an administrator, an overseer, someone to help with the team, coaching the team at his age with the way players are today. I didn't think that was going to work, and I do not think it's going to work. But the reason that I saw it was Trae Young. Trae Young is one of those up-and-coming young NBA athletes that is in Atlanta that has not been run very well in the past few years. Not a lot of great coaches go there. Not a lot of good things are happening. And this year they have some great things happening, but it's still, even with all the great things happening, there's a pretty good chance they're going to have a coaching change again. And the question was, does Trae Young deserve to be included in the decision? And I thought about it all the way. When I saw it, I thought I was out here earlier cutting the commercial. I thought about it all the way home. I thought it all the way back out here today. Do I think he needs to, and this goes with Aaron Rodgers too, do I think he needs to be part of the decision? No. Do I think that these high-end athletes deserve a seat at the table when they're talking about things like this? Absolutely. If they're in and let's say the owner of the Atlanta Hawks comes to Trae Young and says, okay, Trae, here's our three individuals that we're thinking about hiring. Same with Aaron Rodgers. You know, the major problem that Aaron Rodgers has with his, and then I'll get back to Trae, I apologize, is that he's asking for somebody to be fired. And I don't think that works. And I don't think it ever should work. So I'm not in agreement with him. If he doesn't want to be in Green Bay, then tell him you don't want to be in Green Bay because of all things. I'm not saying, because I think things have happened and he hasn't had a say, and I understand that. But you can't be trying to get more involved in the thing that you want in order for you to stay is that you fire somebody because you don't like the way he's doing it. I don't think that's definitely not a good thing for an organization to do. But if, let's say they bring Trae Young in and say, Trae, here's the deal. I understand that, you know, we're really starting to move towards this. We like the way the season has gone. It looks like we're going to make at least the play-in game, if not the straight up playoffs. But we're still kind of leery, and you know, we're not sure what we want to do in the coaching. Here's three guys we're really wanting to look at, and we're going to give you the reasons why we want to look at them. And he gets to listen, and I would even ask him, Trey, if you had to pick between these three, who would be somebody that you would most willing be wanting to work with? And if you have one on here that you're not willing to work with, please tell us that too. And I think that's where it needs to end. I don't think it needs to go any further than that. Now, I may be wrong, and you can, like I said, go on Twitter, say I'm wrong. I get it. 264-1700, call in, tell me I'm wrong, and I'll have you explain to me why they should have more power than that. They still are the employee, not the employer, and not a lot of us have a real good opportunity of going to our employers with demands, you know, for change. You can go to your employer. I could go to my employer and say, you know what, I'm not real comfortable with this. Can we, you know, is it something that can help the company? I believe it is, and this is what I'd like to see happen. And I think they would probably listen. Doesn't mean they have to do it, and I understand that. I don't have that type of power. But I'm also not Trae Young, Aaron Rodgers, all these players. You know, Michael Jordan did not like Jerry Krause. You did not see the Chicago Bulls get rid of Jerry Krause. Michael Jordan ended up leaving the Chicago Bulls because they were not going to do that, because Jerry Krause is the one that put that team together. And you don't get any bigger than that. So with Aaron Rodgers, as long as he would have stuck with the fact of, you know, I'm not happy. You guys haven't even asked my opinion on things. You draft a quarterback. I didn't even know you were going to do that. You could at least give me a heads up the day of. You know, and Aaron's not the easiest dude to get along with. I know that. He's got, you know, he doesn't get along with all of his family. He doesn't get along with a lot of people. But he still is your franchise, and you have to figure out a way that you can do both, and not just, you know, not blow everything up because neither one of you want to give an inch. For Trae Young and some of the young players, I think that you need to have, I really believe that some of these coaches can change, and you're seeing that in with the Knicks you know, the Timberwolves made a change midseason. We talked about it a lot. Talk about it with Chris Tubbs tomorrow again, and it actually worked out. I think they've been playing a lot better basketball. So we'll see what happens, but I do believe they deserve a seat at the table, but I do not believe that they should be able to dictate a team's future. I think that's too much. Brett Favre went on the radio today and said that he was pretty sure that that Rodgers is probably done, because once he's got it in his head that he's done. So it'll be curious to see if they can make that happen. A federal judge did, and I'm trying to figure this out. So during COVID, it had to be the Trump administration, put a moratorium on evictions for lack of pay. Now, as being a property, working in a property management company, that's really tough to do, because that sets a really bad precedent that you can stay somewhere and not have to pay. The moratorium has been lifted. A federal judge lifted the moratorium on evictions today. So it'll be that, I think it takes 30 days for that to happen. And I feel bad, but, you know, once again, seeing things on both sides, sometimes you have an extremely, I probably would have been, well, yeah, you need to try to help these people. Well, we do need to try to help these people, and the government needs to try to help these people. But individuals that own residential facilities do not have to, I mean, that's not in their business plan. It's in their business plan to make sure that they have a place that they can stay that is worth staying in, that we do have a responsibility for. But we don't have a responsibility that if they can't pay, to let them just stay there. Now, if you were getting help from the federal government in doing that and it's no longer available, then you should be able to back out of whatever that you signed for. But I thought that was interesting today. The New York Mets and the New York Yankees. I got 20 seconds. Maybe I'll do this other one. Lucas Villadoza, top playmaking guard in Europe. signs with the New York Knicks for $13.6 million. Another really good ball handler, really good shooter on a New York Knicks team that is turning the corner. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens with the Knicks in the coming weeks. You know, they've become a gambling favorite, a sports betting favorite. And my wife always makes me correct that. She's so ingrained in my head right now that I do it all the time. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Tim Murray, Visa Network. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're all going to be smarter for it when we're done. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully everybody had a great day. Great day today. Be careful driving home. Enjoy the weather before it gets a little rainy tomorrow. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. My next guest is brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's Small Business Week. Please go out and do some shopping at small businesses and give them your business. They've had a rough year, as we all know, and Northwest Bank is really excited to help them out. Just as they'll help you out, if you walk in, say Steen sent you, and open up an account, you'll love the people that work there. Member FDIC. It's Tim Murray, Visa Network. He is at One Tim Murray. Tim, how is your Wednesday so far?
Going well, Steen. Appreciate you having me on, as always.
I enjoy it. I had so many things to talk about today. And, you know, the sports world always kind of throws a wrench into it. And I have a quick question for you. I just talked about this a little bit before I came on. And it kind of came from Trae Young today and then Aaron Rodgers as well. It was a question asked, does Trae Young, as one of the bright rising stars, the Atlanta Hawks, if the Atlanta Hawks have a coaching change, does he deserve to have a say in that? And I said, you know, I think athletes need the high-end athlete, the superstar athlete. I think he needs to be talked to. He needs to have a seat at the table and maybe give his opinion. But to have decisions in who gets hired or who gets fired, I think is way out of bounds. And I don't think that ownership should ever do that. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's a fascinating discussion. And I know before all of the allegations came out on Deshaun Watson, that's something he was frustrated with. And I agree to an extent with what you're saying in the regard that that players shouldn't, you know, be making the hiring and firing decisions. However, if you're at the stature, and I don't know if Trae Young is there just yet.
Right.
Now,
no, as you
mentioned, he is a superstar, but you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're Deshaun Watson, you know, once again, prior to everything unfolding off the field, I do think it's worth consulting, getting your input, and I feel like, yeah, that is something that. You know, it can go a long way, you know, when it comes to keeping players happy. And I'm sure we'll get into the Aaron Rodgers situation and everything that's been coming out with him and general manager Brian Gutekunst. But, you know, when you think about it seemed like there were some simple things that were overlooked on the front office side for the Packers. You know, even go to the reports out there that I don't think it's reports. I think it was said by Spielman in Minnesota. I mean, they reached out to Kirk Cousins and said, "Hey, we're going to draft a quarterback in the third round, or we might draft a quarterback in the third round." So, you know, it's a long-winded answer to your question. Yeah, I don't think that players necessarily should be the final say, but you're talking about a superstar athlete, the face of the franchise. You know, a Giannis in Milwaukee, a Aaron Rodgers, whoever. I think they deserve maybe not a full seat at the table, but certainly worthy of a discussion and get their input.
And, you know, and they have something to look to too, because you know Russell Wilson had his with the Seattle Seahawks, and even though it probably didn't go exactly the way that he wanted, I think things may be a little better there. You have Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, who just said, "Okay, you know what." I loved being here, everything about it, but now I want to go somewhere where maybe I do have more say. And from looking at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he has a lot more say. But both of those, at least for Tom Brady, he was his contract was up. So, I mean, he had a reason to do whatever he wanted to do. And I agree with you that Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, I agree with a lot of people that have said he may not be the greatest quarterback of all time, but he's the most fun quarterback to watch play that I can remember. And I'm 55. I don't see guys that do the things that he does and the way he does them. So it's really fun. But I think, you know, if you're reading the tea leaves and the way he is about a lot of things, I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think they're trading him. You know, hearing from a couple people, we had Steve Weiss from the NFL Network on our show last night, and he said they're not trading him. And Daniel Jeremiah, I've heard say something similar. You know, it comes down to, you know, ultimately, what do the Packers want out of this? Do they want to play a game of chicken and see if he'll retire and give back what I believe would be $24 million in bonus that they could ask? They could go get, or do they want to say, you know what, this doesn't work, this isn't working. All right, let's get the best of what we can. You know, let's get draft capital, let's get a couple young players, whatever it may be. But yeah, I think you make a good point, and a lot of people have made this. I mean, you look at his history, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is a guy that holds a lot of grudges, and it certainly seems like, you know, the people out there. You look at the Devontae Adams tweet. You look at Brett Favre's comments that he had on a Wisconsin radio show today. It just feels like that Aaron Rodgers is willing to retire instead of play for Green Bay, which is wild to think, but, you know, we've seen crazier things. So I am very interested to see how this all plays out. I mean, at this point, here we are in early May. It doesn't make any sense for the Packers to trade him now. They can wait until June 1st, and then they could spread some of that money over a three-year stretch over dead cap if they want to do it that way. So that, you know, might be a way to wait things out and see how it all unfolds. But you can do the best of your capabilities to try to mend this relationship. But it certainly feels like that he and Brian Gutekunst, the GM there, just are on different pages, and that he doesn't want anything to do with that organization, at least while he's, you know, running things on a personnel level. So I'm with you. I mean, I would be surprised week one if Aaron Rodgers is suited up as a Green Bay Packer, but I would also be surprised a bit if he was suited up anywhere else. I feel like we're kind of going down that Carson Palmer Bengals road here. And when the irony of that is they have the same agent. Carson Palmer and Aaron Rodgers had the same agent when he went through the whole situation there in Cincinnati before ultimately being traded to Oakland.
Look at Tim going deep there. Once again, we're talking to Tim Murray, Visa Network. He's at one Tim Murray. You know, and Aaron Rodgers, and one last, I mean, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. Ever since he sat in that green room, he's had a chip on his shoulder. And the Green Bay Packers have, I mean, they've had a lot of success with that. So it's very interesting to see what happens, and hopefully the part that I wanted to talk to you, and this is only does this if they do trade him, talk about future sports betting on the futures of, you know, wins and losses or Super Bowl. You know, if Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Raiders or gets traded to the Broncos, you're talking about two really good teams that, I mean, I like David Carr. I just don't know if you can win a Super Bowl with David Carr, but if you're the Denver Broncos, holy cow. I mean, that changes everything about the Broncos because they have a really good roster, except for at quarterback.
100% correct. And the fascinating part about the futures market, I'll use one sports book here in town, for example. The Denver Broncos, prior to the draft, were 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. Then the news comes out draft day, everything, right? The Schefter report, the Trey Wingo report, the Mike Florio report, the Ian Rappaport. I mean, we were inundated with reports about Aaron Rodgers and his disdain and dissatisfaction. And then we looked at Denver and we heard about Denver and the Mark Schlereth discussion saying that I think he's going to get traded here today. So those dropped to 20-1 at the Westgate Superbook. And now that we've had time to kind of sit back and evaluate, the odds have actually risen back up to 40-1 at the Westgate Superbook. So it's been a very interesting situation to look at the futures board and how it's been changing, you know, based on reports. Because they, you know, Steen, at the end of the day, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver, In my opinion, they're around 10 or 12 to 1 to win the Super Bowl because, as you mentioned, they got a ton of talent, ton of young wide receivers. They just drafted Javonte Williams in the backfield, got a lot of weapons defensively, great defensive mind in Vic Fangio. This is a Super Bowl contending team. This is one of the top five teams in the league if Aaron Rodgers goes there. But right now they're not, as you mentioned. They got Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock. I mean, they don't have the quarterback play. So, people are going to take flyers on Denver under the speculation and assumption that he may ultimately land there, Aaron Rodgers. But, it was very interesting to see the tweaks in the odds board, the futures board for Denver, just based on, reports and rumors on draft day.
Did you enjoy the 2021 draft for the National Football League? I thought it was handled well. Here's the only thing that made me angry. Why did Roger Goodell have to walk all the way back and walk all the way up every season? I know he was probably back there taking pictures, and I get that. But it's like, man, I don't want to watch Roger Goodell walk that far. I thought it was a great draft. There were so many great stories, some great young student athletes that went through some. I mean, I can't imagine the years that either by not playing because they didn't want to get hurt and they didn't want to get sick or playing and maybe not getting to play as much. I just thought it had so many great storylines. It was one of my favorite drafts that I've seen so far.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I could have gone without the Goodell chair. I think that was a little much. But at the end of the day, it was another one of those scenes of us getting hopefully back to some normalcy. Fans there outside celebrating. So that was a lot of fun. All these videos that have continued to come out. I give credit to a lot of the social media departments of NFL franchises. I mean, these are life-changing phone calls that these players receive. I saw Jim Irsay joking to their second-round pick. They had a video out, and he joked. He's like, I just made you a millionaire. I mean, it's wild when you think of it. When you put it in that, blunt of terms, these one phone call, and these young men just became millionaires, and rightfully so, in my opinion. It was a lot of fun. And then on the betting side, the books got absolutely hammered. I mean, this is an event, one of the few, maybe the only one out there, Steen, where the bettors truly have the upper hand over the books. And, there are a couple spots in Vegas that put out a lot of offerings, including, where my studio is at the Circus Sportsbook. And they got obliterated. We had Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa, which was a cool moment. He came in studio on Thursday night to kind of recap the damage, and it was bad. And then he came back in on Friday, and it got worse. I mean, they got hit hard, and I don't think any of us are feeling too sorry for them, right? They always win. So this was a good weekend for the bettors. I enjoyed it, maybe not to the fullest extent of some of my colleagues who just had an off-the-radar type of weekend, but a good weekend nonetheless for me. So adding that in just made the draft a little bit more enjoyable too.
I agree, and I thought that was one of the really amazing things is that, number one, that sports books are willing to do that. It just makes it so much. I mean, I did okay, but it was exciting to be able to bet and to really. I'm like, give me a sneak peek of who's on the phone. I just want to know before everybody else knows. So it was fun. Of all the general managers, I thought the best story, Andrew Berry, general manager for the Cleveland Browns, I think had a great night. The thing that makes it even greater, he's got to see the birth of his child too, even though now his wife has given giving birth on the day of the first game of Andrew Berry's general manager run and on the first night of the draft. But I heard someone say that it is amazing, and it shows what upper management means to all these teams, that Andrew Berry can come in and right a ship so quickly and make right decisions that weren't being made before. And it's made Cleveland Browns easily a top 10 team, if not a top 5 team in the NFL.
Yeah, I thought they had a great day. Absolutely. You get Greg Newsom there at 26 at Northwestern. He was a riser on many people's boards. So you get him there at cornerback. And then, you know, one of my favorite players in college football this past year, you know, you get a Butkus Award winner in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah at 52. They traded up a couple spots to get him. What it comes down to is scheme fit. If they can fit him into the scheme, I think it's a home run for the Browns to get a on some draft analysts' boards, you know, a top 10 talent. There were questions, as we saw, about, well, first it was about scheme fit because of the struggles that Isaiah Simmons had the year before in Arizona, as he was the eighth overall pick with the Cardinals out of Clemson. But then it was a question about a heart condition, which I think has been pretty much cleared up. And you know, that was the interesting thing about this draft was you saw players dropping a little bit just because of questions, and teams really couldn't get full medical evaluation. So if you saw one red flag, then you would drop them. And that's what happened to Owusu-Koramoah. That's what happened to Morig, the safety at a TCU. Both of those guys were thought to be first round picks, and they both dropped a little bit just based on some question marks in the medical evaluation. And then Anthony Schwartz, I think, may have been a little bit of a reach there in the third round for Cleveland. But that being said, you get a speedster in the slot. I think he's a guy that can immediately help on special teams. And then they get the D tackle out of Ohio State and Togi Ai, the fourth round pick, just to add some depth to the defensive line. So I'm with you. I think Cleveland had a very successful day over the weekend.
I agree. It's always a privilege to get to talk to you. It's so much fun to talk all kinds of sports with you. Can't wait to do it again. Tim, as always, thank you very much.
You bet. Anytime.
Have a good night. Tim Murray, VSiN Network. That's a lot of fun. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I'll take the last segment heading into the second hour.
From the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Boy, we're getting close to... I'm almost halfway there to an extremely happy hump day, halfway through the work week. Want to thank Tim Murray from VSiN Network. I mean, it is... I mean, he's in the Circa Sportsbook. I don't know if you've checked out Circa in Las Vegas. Pull it up. Look at it. It's some crazy stuff out there. The screens, the walk-up pool bar. I mean, it is amazing. Let's give some props first, and then we'll go. Caitlin Clark and Lexi Dornoski from Iowa State both are at the team trials for the U19 World Cup for USA Basketball. Congrats to both of those. Good luck. Have fun. There's a lot of talented people. I went through the list and a lot of good players. So we'll see what happens. Caitlin Clark, a 2-time gold medal winner already in her career. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can go to at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. You can go to Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. You can always ask Alexa to turn on 1700 The Champ and you can listen to my show. Want to say hello to Nana. Love you, Nana. As always, BetMGM is a sponsor of this show. If you want to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the app, deposit some money. As Jamie Foxx says, put some skin in the game, have some fun, gamble responsibly. All kinds of different specials. If you use Steen100 to the first time that you make a bet, you can wager up to $100. And if you lose that wager, they will refund the money back into your account. I think that's pretty good. That gives you have some other ones too, where you can, if you bet $100, you can win $100. If, what was the one I did the other day? It was the Bulls and the Celtics. And if either team hits a three, you win. I mean, they just have a lot of fun things and a lot of, boosted odds specials that'll come in either they'll text you or come in your email. A lot of parlay selections, which is kind of fun. That's the kind of the way that I sport bet on golf. I kind of try to pick three or four guys to boost my odds. So a lot of fun things to do. But seriously, gamble responsibly. Only gamble what you can afford to lose, because it's gambling, and they have humongous places. I mean, Bet MGM and MGM Grand is not a small place, so they win a lot. So just know that. Also want to thank Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Here's the thing that I know for sure. It's a great bank with great people. I think that is everything you need to know for your bank. You can trust the people that work there, and they have everything that you need. That's what you're looking for. That's what they provide. Tell them Steen sent you. Walk in there, open your account. You'll be extremely happy. I guarantee you. Member FDIC. Also want to thank Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I kid you not. It has great flavor. My two favorites are salted caramel and peanut butter brownie. Those are my two favorites. They also have one that tastes like both, either a Mounds or an Almond Joy, because they have one that has peanuts in it as well. So just, or nuts. I think it's better to, whichever. It has really good taste. It's really good for you. 17 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar, only 4 net carbs. And the one thing that I guarantee you it will give you is energy, because that's what it's there for. It is delicious and nutritious. I appreciate everything they do for them. I did go 7-3 last night. I am going to give you my bets right now. I have the Cardinals +1.5 tonight, the Braves -1.5, the Phillies +1.5, Houston +1.5 kills me because I'm a Yankees fan, but I think they're due. Dodgers at -1.5. I have the Celtics and Magic over 218.5. The Sun and the Atlanta Hawks over 227.5. I have the 76ers 14.5 over Houston and over 221.5. I have the Pacers over the Kings by 6.5 and the Jazz over the Spurs by 6.5. That is mine for this evening. Let's see, what else do I have here? I was glancing through Twitter during, that's a long break between that second segment and this last segment. I don't know if you, Clay Travis, he's with OutKick, the coverage. It's a pretty big website, does a lot of stuff, probably more on the conservative side, and which makes this news look, I guess you could say, it just makes it look reasonable that Fox News is purchasing OutKick, the coverage, and going to make it bigger and try to compete more. So I think that will, I think that's going to be a pretty big deal for OutKick, the coverage. I mean, they definitely do. They are more on the conservative side. So we'll see what happens. I am looking right now to see, and I'm clicking here because the UCL championships are happening, and I'm trying to find a score, and I am failing miserably. So I'm going to click one more area here. This is great radio. Everything that you see on every screen that you pull up is they are. Chelsea has won. They beat Real Madrid today, so they're heading to the league final versus Man City. So there you go. And that shows how it's so difficult sometimes to bet, because I can't remember what Zach said the other day, but I don't know if it was those two. I'll have to go see what he thought that he bet on. Here was an interesting thing, and I think this is a huge deal, and if the Minnesota High School Association can do this, so can the Iowa High School Association. They are bringing in the shot clock to boys and girls high school basketball. I don't think it's needed everywhere, but there are certain games and certain times when it is needed. Here's the other thing, too. Not that high school basketball is the only breeding ground to get a scholarship to play basketball. A lot of people play in the summertime and whatever. But if you're going to play with a shot clock in the next two phases, if you're a really good basketball player, you're going to play with a shot clock in college. You're going to play with a shot clock in the pros. If you can do that, I mean, seriously, it's affording a clock to sit on a table with a referee watching it. or someone from the home team watching it, and if it goes past it without a shot going up, every time it gets close to it and it hits it, you hit a buzzer, and if the shot's not up, then it's a turnover. It can't be that difficult. I understand that we have very small schools here. I think we can find some way to make that happen, and I wish they would. I think that is a – boy, I think that's a big deal. Boy, the AFC East futures right now, the Buffalo Bills are minus 155. The Miami Dolphins are plus 325. The Pats are plus 350, and the Jets are plus 2,000. I had to say that today because I think that's probably the first time in 15 to 20 years that the New England Patriots are not at least in either one or two in their division for futures. Not that there was a lot of futures, but I mean, to not be predicted to be either first or second in their division. I think that is an interesting thing. I told you yesterday that Alejandro Villanueva had left the Pittsburgh Steelers to go to the Baltimore Ravens. Once again, Jamie Gipple, I'm sorry, but, you know, he came to the better team, and he's going to be happy. Jamie is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and we have a lot of fun with that. He said one of the reasons that he became a Raven was because dropping back and doing pass protections for 50 to 60 pass attempts a game is very difficult to do as an offensive lineman. I think everybody agrees with that, and offensive linemen, I think, will come on any station and say, what's easier, to pass block or run block? Run blocking is much easier, and the Baltimore Ravens like to run block. So he seemed pretty happy about that. Here's the one thing I didn't mention to everybody today that's a story that's coming out right now. And if it's true, I have a pretty hard time staying on Aaron Rodgers' side that he can, you know, he can pick and choose where he wants to play. He's a superstar, so you have a certain amount of latitude. Do I think it's right? No, but you have a certain amount of latitude. Stories out there are that he is he's been telling potential free agents that he's not going to be there. If that is true, which I have a hard time believing that you can prove it, but if that is true, that's a problem. That is not NFL league worthy. I think the NFL hierarchy would have a difficult time with that. And if it can be proven, I think Aaron Rodgers would have a lot of splaining to do. So we'll see what happens. On one of our stations here, Alice Cooper has a show on KGGO. He has a new album coming out. I think that's awesome. I'm assuming, and I'll look at it over the break. I'm assuming that if Nick Mars is over 70 years old, that Alice Cooper has to be over 70 years old. A great golfer, and he just put out a new album. I think that's amazing. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day.